45 minutes after 7 o'clock, sports with Kevin Coyle, brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering, on this Tuesday morning, 5th day of August. James Timberlake on the big chair this morning.
Yeah, I guess it's not a big chair. It's a small chair.
Yeah, they're all
the same.
It's
an office chair.
Yeah.
You're technically in the big chair, technically speaking.
It's a little bit higher, that's why.
Can I be honest with you, Bob?
Yeah, you can be honest with me.
I hate that chair.
You do?
That chair destroys my back.
Yeah, well, we got to fix that.
I know.
All right.
It's the worst.
You got to be comfortable with your job, right?
I'm over there. I'm standing at that desk most of the time, or on that table. I'm doing the splits because I'm like, this is more comfortable than sitting on that chair.
Well, we gotta get a different chair for you then. You know, you gotta be able to.
Hey,
do your job,
right? That's up to you.
Yeah,
you know, I ain't got the card. You know.
well, we'll see what we can do since you'll be filling in for me. So
that's true.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah, your back might be totally destroyed by.
Yeah,
that,
no
right?
kidding.
No,
I'll get my standing time.
You'll get your standing time in, which is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with good old standing time.
Very true.
Yeah. Guess whose birthday it is today? Of course, you won't get this. Maureen McCormick.
Ooh, that was on the tip of my tongue.
It was right there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Marsha on the Brady Bunch. She's 69 today. Jeez, Marsha. She's like, so I was kind of curious, you know, you look it up, you know, you Google anything. What is Marsha Brady doing now? You know, one of those type things. She's like a decorator on HGTV or something.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she helps out with that. So, good for her.
How about that?
Life after acting when you're a child, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I... Man, I feel for the child actors.
Yeah, I do too.
I'd never... Yeah. I mean, you become a spotlight person.
Yeah.
And you don't even really get calling towards it, you know?
Yeah. Last night, great night up at the sale barn, James, for the livestock auction sale. We'll get word. We'll let people know. But it was a good one. It was a good one.
Good.
So thanks, everyone, who came out for that last time. Patrick Ewing is 63 today.
Okay. Legend.
Yeah. Played for the trivia
Knicks.
For you. New York Knicks.
The New York Knicks.
All right.
And before that, Georgetown.
Yeah.
Georgetown University.
Yeah, very good. The Pilgrims leave England on this date on the Mayflower in 1620.
Okay.
There's a leap of faith.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're all excited.
To be fair, anytime you were hopping on a sailboat to go a long ways was kind of a leap of faith.
Right.
Back then, you know?
Oh.
It's like, well, we'll hop on this, and
captain.
I might get scurvy. Who knows?
Well, there's your first thought, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hopefully we get there in time, and
we don't get scurvy
citrus.
On this thing. I'd be asking the captain, do you know where we're going?
Yeah.
do you have a GPS to this place? All right.
And they say, yeah, we do, but we're just going to stop at whatever land we see.
Yeah, we're just going to head out. When we run into something, we'll let you know. 1846, Oregon country is divided between the U.S. and Britain at the 49th parallel on this date. 1858, the first transatlantic telegraph cable is completed.
Okay.
That's pretty big stuff there in 1858. 1864, during the Civil War, Union Admiral David Farragut is said to have given his famous order, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead," as he led his fleet against Mobile Bay, Alabama. 1864. 1884, the cornerstone is laid for the Statue of Liberty, Bedloe Island in New York. Ever been to the Statue of Liberty?
I never been to the actual island, but I've seen it in person.
I've heard the island's a little overrated. It's overrated.
The island itself is a little, because it takes for, like, because there's a lot of people that want to do it. So
this
you're
is
waiting
overrated.
A long time for a long, yeah, you're waiting in line for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And that's like, that's why we were like, we don't know if we want to do this.
Yeah.
It was like a 2 hour wait. And we were like, okay. I could see it from here. Got it.
Looks good.
Yeah.
We'll just pass.
I'd rather go to Ellis Island than the island of Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ellis Island. Way cool.
Mm-hmm.
1921, the first radio baseball broadcast is heard. KDKA Pittsburgh. The Pirates beat the Phillies 8-5. 1921 on this date.
Hmm.
It was 2010. Oh, I remember this. 33 workers trapped in a copper mine in northern Chile after a tunnel caved in.
Yeah.
They were entombed for 69 days.
They all made it out, too, if I'm not mistaken. That's a long time.
I think you would go crazy, wouldn't
you?
But
none of them did.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, today's Blogger Day, if you're a blogger. One of those?
I am not.
Okay, I didn't think you were.
No.
Green Peppers Day. If you like, you like green peppers?
I like green peppers.
Okay.
I like, right. Yeah. I like them more than, well, actually. Nah, yeah, I like green peppers. Okay. I like green peppers. I don't know if I like them more than like red peppers.
Okay. All right. Well, you're pretty unsure there.
Yeah. I had to think about it.
Yeah. All right. Green Peppers Day. Traffic Light Day. Oh, is it me? Is it me? Or are people running red lights more and more in Sheridan?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
Except maybe I'm the one doing it. No. Okay. No, I haven't seen it.
I mean, there's times where light turns green and you start to go, and there's somebody just blown through the intersection already, still. It's like, whoa.
That is wild.
Cowboy, you know what a yellow light is? Man. Come on.
Couldn't be me.
I mean, the light's green and traffic starts going. I don't. I look because there's inevitably somebody just blowing through. I mean, they're a couple hundred yards away from, you know, it's turning red and they're just going to go. Well, we're just going to go.
Looks all clear.
It just seems like lately a lot more of that going on. Okay. Enough. Get off the soapbox there. But it's just like, geez. I take my life in my own hands when I go get the mail. When I cross the street by the Columbus building there. I cross the street and I'm just looking because it's a four-way stop right by there, the post office there. So I cross the street because I like to walk.
Right.
I walk a little ways, park, walk a little ways. So I cross that every day.
Wait, that's a stop sign.
Right. It's a stop sign that sometimes people don't see. And sure enough, just recently, it's happened to me several times. Recently, I walk up, I'm looking, and sure enough, I'm going, she's not stopping. And what is she doing? She's looking down and goes right through the four-way.
But again, that's a stop sign, not a stop
light. That's a stop sign, yeah.
But stop light.
Okay, I'll get off this. All right, underwear day. Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sure.
Don't be wearing holy ones. Get some good stuff.
Yeah. True.
Okay. 86% of Americans are stressed about grocery costs.
Well, that's understandable.
Who isn't when you get there and you go, okay.
Yeah.
What's this going to be? Hostess Twinkie turning 95, 95th anniversary.
95.
And 95 years old.
You could eat one right now from that 90. That
from
first
the
95th day, from
90, batch.
Yeah, 95 years ago.
In late 2012, they filed for bankruptcy and production of the Twinkie stopped until a new company picked it up and began production in May of 2013.
I didn't realize it went. Hostess went bankrupt?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's
when
all.
Was the last time you had a Twinkie, James?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been a long time.
Would you ever buy a Twinkie for any reason?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I'd have a Twinkie. Okay. I don't think they're the best things in the world, but, you know.
Probably not.
Sure.
Considering they looked the same when they were, you know, manufactured years ago. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Favorite sandwich. We've talked about this before. America's new survey's out. New survey. What do you think? Top 10.
Favorite sandwich?
Top 10 sandwiches.
I think a Cuban is in there.
No.
BLT is in there.
Yes, 7.
Of course.
Meatball sandwich. I like meatball sandwiches. That's 10.
That's number 10.
Number 9 is roast beef. 8 is club. Okay.
Yeah.
7, BLT. 6 is peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Didn't think of that. Egg sandwich? That in there at all?
No. Ham and tuna are tied.
Ew.
Oof. Ham and tuna.
Ham and, whoa, wait, ham. So it's, I'll have ham, a ham sandwich. It's a ham sandwich,
ham sandwich
and a tuna sandwich?
And a tuna sandwich are tied. So it's two separate ones. You don't mix the ham and
yeah, that's
tuna
why I was like,
together.
Gross.
No kidding. How's that number 4? No, tuna and ham are tied for 4. 3 is turkey.
Okay.
Ooh, here's my favorite. Top 2 right here. Grilled chicken, number 2.
Yeah.
And grilled cheese.
Oh, grilled cheese, yeah.
Number 1.
Oh, no Cuban, huh?
No Cuban.
Cuban's my favorite. Well, oh, and no Reuben. No Reuben on that list.
No Reuben on there.
That's a bad list. I'm going to be honest with you, that's a bad list.
I don't like Reubens.
What?
They got a weird taste to them.
Just man, weird. That's... I've never looked down on you before, Bob, but this, I mean,
you're looking
you're
down on me
on,
now.
You're pushing it right
you're
now.
You're pushing it. That, am I? Okay. All right. Have you been to a movie lately?
Yeah, actually, I went on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
What'd you go
Friday.
See?
I saw the new Superman movie.
Oh, hey. It's number 4 this past weekend.
Yeah.
Was it good? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
All right. So James gives it the thumbs up.
I figured out, by the way, because I'm a pretty big movie guy.
I know you are.
That was my first movie I'd been to since April of last year.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Little some time
Well,
there,
you know
huh?
what I figured out? I figured out that the reason that was is because in June of last year, that's when I started to really like get healthy and whatnot.
Right.
And I figured out I can't go to the movies without having like a large thing of popcorn. And that's yeah. I did that. I do that every time. And guess what? Yeah. I did that on Friday.
Well, it's cheat day. Nothing wrong
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You can cheat it.
But I was like, I can't go to the movies. So I'm just going to have a massive thing of popcorn.
All buttered down.
Yeah, butter and straight
you know?
Carbs. But man,
you know?
I did miss
it. Well, don't get the butter. I was like, well, why bother?
Yeah, then? What's the point?
Why bother if you're not going to put the butter in there? Okay, Superman was good. You're giving it a thumbs up.
Yeah, it's a thumbs up.
Did you go to Jurassic World? You haven't been to that one yet?
No.
I haven't either.
I'm not a...
I haven't been to any of these yet, but I wouldn't mind going. Fantastic Four is number 1.
Mm-hmm.
First steps. 40 million over the weekend. Guess who... Well,
as
guess
expected.
What, yeah. Guess what's a month away?
Another movie coming out?
No. I switched on you. NFL season.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Huh?
The beginning of...
Pro Football Pick'em.
Yeah.
Defending champion, 59 champion, Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys.
Is it
play.
They open on Thursday the 4th, is
yep,
that right?
Thursday the 4th. Yep. Primetime clash, Cowboys and Philadelphia. 7 regular season games will be played outside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go to Brazil, Ireland, England, Germany, and Spain.
There's a bunch of London games this year. I think they have a couple back-to-back.
Thanksgiving will feature...
the Lions, the Cowboys.
Yeah, the usual.
Always.
3 games.
2, yeah.
They normally do. Okay. Let's get some trivia in, because we got to learn something today.
I learned you don't like Reubens. So, there's that.
All right. Okay, James, elevator buttons have how many more germs than the public toilet seat?
Oh, substantially more.
39 times.
Yeah.
Okay, if you live into your 80s, you will have grown how long nose hair over your lifetime?
Ew, I don't know.
There's something you didn't know today. 6.5 feet of nose hair.
Wow.
Can you imagine if you just left it go? Let it go?
Gross.
Okay.
Good thing is, I don't get a lot of nose hair, thankfully.
Well, that's good,
It's
James.
Early, though.
All right.
I got a long time.
14%. It'll get worse when you get older.
Yeah.
14% of people are addicted to eating cucumbers.
How many people?
14%.
Are addicted to
addicted
eating cucumbers?
Addicted to eating cucumbers.
Okay.
All right. Only 7 out of every 1,000 people will live to be 100 years old.
That makes sense.
Wow. All right.
100's a big deal.
You think?
Yeah.
100's a way big deal,
mm-hmm.
especially in this day and age. But it's interesting. The older generations are living longer.
It's true.
Yeah, they're living well. I mean, 110-year-old, 16.
Think about 200 years ago. We were like, wow, you hit 45. That's incredible.
Can you imagine when you hit 100 and you still think, I got about 16 years left in me?
Yeah.
All right. James, the young guy, he's coming in for Swap Shop next. You're listening to Caroe Sheridan. Good morning, everyone. 8 o'clock from your Dr. Bateman ear, nose, and